Georgia's first news on this Tuesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. The Georgia State Patrol says one person was fatally injured Monday afternoon in a two-vehicle crash on a stretch of road that one of our listeners yesterday called the Bermuda Triangle of West Georgia because of all the serious accidents that have occurred in that area in recent years. According to the GSP preliminary report, just after 2 o'clock Monday, troopers were dispatched and responded to a single fatality crash on I-20 between the Temple and Bremen exits. Upon arrival, their investigation determined that a Ford SUV was eastbound on I-20 in the right lane. A semi-truck and trailer was slowing in front of the Ford due to lane closure ahead as crews removed trees from the median. The front of the Ford struck the rear of the semi. The driver died on scene as a result of injuries sustained in the crash. All I-20 eastbound lanes at the scene were shut down for investigation, and they were reopened approximately an hour and 45 minutes later. The name of the deceased had not been released as of Tuesday morning. A 13-year-old Villarrica girl is the latest to have been charged with making terroristic threats and disruption of a public school after Carroll County deputies say she admitted making gun violence threats on social media against at least a pair of schools in the Carroll County Schools District. The incident comes in the wake of heightened concerns following the tragic events at Appalachie High School several weeks ago. Since then, Carroll County school resource officers, patrol deputies, and investigators have responded to approximately 36 school-related threat investigations, leading to 20 reports and 8 arrests. According to the Carroll County Sheriff's Office, on Friday, deputies were alerted to social media threats targeting Villarrica Middle School and Bay Springs Middle School. The posts, which included a picture of a handgun, made disturbing references to potential shootings, one message stating, "Who's ready for the shootout of the century?" The posts also named specific schools and locations where the threats would occur. In total, 4 posts were found. Deputies traced the IP address linked to the Instagram account responsible for the threats. They interviewed a juvenile at the home the address was connected. While no firearms were found at the residence, investigators confiscated several electronic devices for further analysis. The juvenile was charged with 2 counts of terroristic threats, 2 counts of disruption of a public school, and possession of a Schedule 1 narcotic for being in possession of a THC vape pen. Authorities have confirmed there is no ongoing danger to the schools at this time, and the student has been removed from the school. The case has been turned over to juvenile court. The investigation remains active, and additional arrests may be made. Carroll County Juvenile Court Judge Tom Palmer is asking the Carroll County Board of Commissioners to approve the addition of a part-time contract non-employee associate juvenile court judge who would begin work January the 1st, 2025. The request comes with notice that the position is needed to cover the court's increasing caseload and any additional cases that will be added as a result of the new West Georgia Judicial Circuit. The request claims that the position will be paid for through additional state grant money that Carroll and Heard counties will receive after the creation of the new circuit. The reallocation of money already in the juvenile court budget and less than $1,000 in additional county funds. The Board of Commissioners will consider the request during the October board meeting. And due to the weather forecast of continued rain later on this week, Carrollton has postponed the annual Taste of Carrollton event, originally scheduled for this Thursday, until the following Thursday, October the 3rd, from 5:30 p.m. until 8:30. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the Newstalk1330.com websites, and the Newstalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source in the Newstalk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington.